You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
This is North Sound One and Amy McDonald's here. Hey, Amy, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Listen, I can't believe we're sitting here talking about your third album already, Life in a Beautiful Light. Slow It Down, the first single, which is great. Did I catch this correctly? It's about your driving.
It says that in the bio, but it's more a song about me taking a year out to write this album and feeling like it's okay to slow down every once in a while.
Read a little bit about the content in the album. Songs ranging in subject from the Chilean miner's story through a celebration of America to dealing with a relative who has Alzheimer's, and the green and the blue about Celtic and Rangers. You take me through it. How does inspiration strike you? Do you have to get it down there and then?
It just, if something kind of happens and it triggers in my head, I'll just grab my guitar and start writing. And that happened for most of the songs on this album. And I can get inspired by anything. If it moves me and if it makes me emotional, then usually it's inspiring enough to get my guitar. And from there, the songs usually flow quite quickly and easily.
I can see that with the Chilean miners story. Dealing with a relative who has Alzheimer's, that for you is about your nana?
Yes, it was. For me, my nana died over 10 years ago now, but it was such a big thing, especially when she got Alzheimer's, because at the time I didn't really know what it was, and then having my mum explain, I just thought, what an awful thing.
My nana too. It's a bit like packing a jigsaw back in a box bit by bit, isn't it? It's horrible.
Yeah, totally. It's awful.
The green and the blue about Celtic and Rangers. This is a brave thing to do a Celtic and Rangers song.
I don't think it should be a brave thing. I think that it should be okay. And for me, it's essentially a song about Glasgow. And it was inspired when I was watching actually a Billy Connolly, an old rerun of him talking about Glasgow. And it was probably about 10 or 15 years old. And just watching him talk passionately about Glasgow just made me think how passionate I was about my home city. And when you think of Glasgow, you think of the old firm and the rivalry. And when we hear about it, it's always bad. It's always bad news and always the bad side of things. But for me, I've never experienced that side. For me, it's always been good. And I do think that if it makes millions of people happy and if it's everything to them and a huge part of their life, then it can't all be bad.
I must have met you when you first started out. And North Sound One was hosting a massive free event for about 40,000 people in a park in Aberdeen. And you pitched up, and it was the first time that we'd seen you. You had your guitar. I think you must have been about 17. You seemed pretty unfazed by the whole thing, were you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I started playing gigs when I was quite young, like 14. I started doing open mic nights and gigs in coffee shops and pubs and things like that. And I just loved it. So I wasn't ever nervous when it came to performing. I just got excited. And I think going out really early, getting that experience was a great thing for me to do, because it meant when it came to doing these real shows as a signed artist, then I wasn't that fazed by it.
All over the place promoting this album, but you're back to do the likes of Tea in the Park again. You must just enjoy getting out there again now with the band.
Yeah, totally. I mean, that was a thing that I missed greatly when I was at home for a year. I missed my band. We're very, very close, and we have such great relationships with each other. So it was so nice to see them all again. And it was brilliant because they were all so excited about playing the new songs, and they all had such positive responses. So we are very much back into the swing of things now. We've played a few gigs, but are very much looking forward to the summer festival season.
Life in a Beautiful Light is out now to download. Amy McDonald, very best of luck touring with it, and come see us again soon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.